Hi, we are Merlin and Sophia. We are the tutors of the Association of Learning and Professional Society Publishers commissioning content course. And today we're going to be having a chat about why we commission and why organisations are commissioning.
So when we're talking about commissioning, what do we mean? I had a look at the Cambridge dictionary definition. And it says to formally choose someone to do a special piece of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, the words that stand out in that definition are formally and choose. Commissioning is a bespoke process whereby you make a formal approach to someone you've chosen, especially for this particular piece of work. It's not random. You're not asking just anybody to do it. You're picking someone with the right credentials and experience who you believe will be able to deliver that work to the level required. You know, really, it's a formal and official invitation. Some parts of the world, they refer to it as acquisitions, where you are sort of looking to obtain a piece of content via somebody doing the work. I guess another way of looking at it, analogous to this, is being in an A&R person at a record company, looking for new artists and talent, and then helping develop them and bring them into a record label.
Yeah, absolutely. I think nurturing and developing that content is really key. And it's about the content and the creator. So developing your relationship with them and nurturing the content that they produce. As you've said, there are loads of different names for the roles of this. In different publishing houses, you might find that different people with different job titles are all doing commissioning. It might be things like commissioning editor or acquisitions editor or content development editor. And I think you'll find that people in all different roles will be doing this. I started commissioning when I was an assistant editor, and I still do the odd bit of it now. I'm a director of publishing if I come across somebody. So it's something that so many different roles do throughout an organisation.
Absolutely. I mean, job titles really do vary a lot between publishing houses and responsibilities with it. I mean, in my current role, I'm doing a lot more development of the content I'm commissioning, whereas at previous places, it's been very much once I've contracted the book, I've handed it over to a development editor to pick up. And you know, things change over time as well. Organisations restructure, take different approaches. So, you know, it's good to be flexible and appreciate the wide range of things that can be involved with commissioning content.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thinking about, though, you know, commissioning, you know, it's a proactive thing for a publishing house, but why do we bother doing that rather than just rely on people to submit whatever they like? I mean, with journals, there's a steady stream of submissions, and certainly with books, we do get unsolicited material coming in as well.
And exactly that. And sometimes the variation of quality can be quite high between commissioned work and unsolicited work. And for different products, there will be different reasons why you commission work. Thinking from a journal's background, which is where I come from, if we're launching a new title, commissioning is really, really important at the start of that process to get a good pipeline of good content. It's commonly seen that if you get a few really good commissioned articles from good authors, that breeds organic good content, because readers will then see some really great papers and some great people publishing in that title and want to be part of it themselves. And it's a really good encouragement to get more good content. It's a sort of a promotional activity to generate content if you're doing calls for papers for bespoke calls for papers as well as bespoke commissioning pieces.
Absolutely. And I guess even with established journals, there are times when there's perhaps a change of direction, you're expanding into a new topic, or you're noticing a high level of rejections in a particular area that you want to kind of steer the community away from.
Yes, and journal scopes do change direction throughout their lifetime all the time. But at the same time, there can be areas that are really underrepresented. So you might want to commission a whole load of papers in a particular topic to really push that idea to readers and potential authors.
Absolutely. And I mean, when it comes to books, unsolicited manuscripts don't rarely fit with the strategy of the publishing house or meet the needs of the market. Sometimes there are things that can be developed up to the right kind of book, but you know, proactive commissioning does ensure a pipeline of sellable books through a publishing house.
And obviously, of course, there are other things that are commissioned apart from articles and books, right?
That's right. No, but these days, you know, we're looking to get blogs as well, interviews, short videos with authors to promote their work. You know, this is an extra string, really, to regular commissioning of mainstream content, but it all helps both develop the authors as a brand in their own right and also help sell the books or promote the journals.
Yeah, completely. So what skills do you find are needed for successful commissioning, Merlin?
Well, being a commissioning editor really needs a wide range of skills. You're likely to be spending a fair amount of time at your desk researching different prospects and topics. So having research skills are vital, as well as understanding what would be a good fit for your journal or for your book series. It's also important to have a certain degree of commercial acumen to know what's going to be a hit. What, you know, is the content you're acquiring going to fit with your publishing house's business models? And when it comes to books, what titles fly off the shelves? And for journals, which new titles are needed in the community? Sort of seeing how subject areas are developing. Are there particular areas that perhaps now big enough for their own journal and so forth?
Yeah, and of course there are the people skills involved, because it mustn't forget that authors are people, and working with those people to get a really successful relationship takes skills. It can be persuasion skills to persuade people to write for you, negotiation skills, because often there are contracts involved with the process, and developing content and having regular contacts with people, and those good communication skills to build rapport with the authors that you're dealing with. And there's a really important area around managing expectations. What are the times associated with things? What is the scope of what you want to produce? And that those expectations are on both sides, from the editor and the author. And it can be really a really important thing to be really persuasive and supportive to keep an author on track with what they have committed to do and do for you and work with you. But at the same time, it's also really important to remember that authors are probably doing this in addition to their regular work, and it can be seen as a bit of a favour to the journal or the book publisher. But remembering that the authors themselves will also get benefit from the end product as well. So it's a very fine balance in managing that relationship, would you say, Merlin?
Absolutely. Soft skills shouldn't be underestimated, and you know they are a great thing to develop and nurture in your career. And certainly just touching on managing expectations, this is so important in publishing. Our authors come with, they will have their own views on publishing based on previous experience or just general expectations. And to a degree, they do need to be managed, get them to understand, how the organizer, publishing houses have work frames in place because they work. They allow the company to work efficiently and provide the most effective service to the authors. And ensuring that authors know what's happening and when and why does go a long way to keeping everybody happy through what can be quite a lengthy process, particularly with books in 2 to 3 years from development through to publication. One other skill I will say you need for commissioning is patience. Yes. Not all paths lead to success. And for every successful commission, you're likely to have had several dead ends, whether it's through your research and investigation through to lead generation. You need to get used to people politely or less politely declining why they don't want to work with you. Even when you feel you really found the right person, if it's a hard no, then fair enough, move on. But this is all part of building a network. You need perseverance and tenacity not to be deflected by the rejection of an invitation or a piece of work that's never delivered. Just it's normal. Don't be disconcerted by it.